What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
The one and only Darren Green Show. And away we go. Welcome again to the Darren Green Show, your one-stop shop for celebrity gossip, news and music, pop culture, and the latest gab on social media. Be sure that if you are watching this on YouTube, to leave your thoughts in the comments, leave a like. And if you're not subscribed to the channel, girl, what are we doing? Subscribe to that damn channel. Also, for the audio listeners, hey, be sure to rate the podcast and leave a review. Okay, and it's also Monday, so shout out to the We Are You Radio listeners. Hey, what's going on? Look, we got some housekeeping to do before we get into the things. This is mainly for the audio, or not the audio, but the on-demand listeners, the people that watch it after the live, you know, the live feed of the show on We Are You Radio. I know you've been noticing that every 10 a.m. on Mondays, it's like, girl, where the show at until 12? We did change the time to 12 p.m. EST because typically I work early on Mondays and that's when I get on break and I'm able to. It's a whole process after posting the actual episode. I have to share it and let people know on Instagram and let people know on Twitter, let people know everywhere else that the show is out so that they can, it can get to the people. I'm just not able to do that during my work. Okay. So I decided to upload every 12 p.m. EST for the on-demand watchers or listeners all over, y'all. But like I said, y'all can watch this show before anybody if y'all listen on BRU Radio, okay? That's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. EST. Now, yeah, we got through that. What's going on, child? Oh, and also, I guess some more housekeeping before we get out of here. Yeah, so the Thursday shows, it's going to be tentative. Okay, it's going to be tentative. I'm going to let you know right now it's not going to be a Thursday show this week because it is my birth week. Okay, hey, look, I celebrate the whole week. Actually, I celebrate the whole month. Okay, but it's my birth week. Okay, the 3rd of October. Okay, shout out to me. We'll get into that a little bit later. But yeah, not going to give you a show this Thursday because it is my birthday, but I also have other things that I have to work on and stuff like that. Unless it's like a real serious like topic. I'm talking, you know, Cardi B smacking Nicki Minaj or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I have to, it's like an emergency. I got to get on the podcast. I got to talk about this, right? If it's a serious topic. But if it's girl, a little bit here and there, girl, not enough to make a full-fledged episode, I won't do the Thursday show. Like I said, it will be tentative and that would come out still around the 12 p.m. after 12 p.m. EST. But Monday shows is where it's at. Okay, I think a Monday show is, it's all you need. You know, you just need me in small doses because I see y'all really did interact with my last video. Thank y'all so much for that too because, you know, on YouTube and stuff is real big. And even on the audio listeners, y'all, I'll be hearing y'all, girl. I'm like, oh, I'll be seeing y'all. I'm like, okay, y'all watching. Y'all tuning in. I know that's right. Yeah, y'all better get into it. Y'all kind of got me a little bit. Y'all gagged me a little bit in the comments. And I'm like, look, I'm here for it. I'm here for the constructive criticism. I'm here. If you think I'm wrong, child, say it. Okay, it's a safe space on this community. Okay, you can say whatever it is that you need. If you look at it, If I talked about your fave on here, girl, you got my permission to drag the hell out of me. Okay. And yes, y'all did. But, okay, I still got the freedom to respond too. Okay. So if I felt like, girl, actually, no, I'm going to respond, but I'm going to always give you that free space to say what y'all need to say. Cause, you know, girl, that's what I do. I'm an avid commenter too. If I don't like nothing that somebody posted, I'd be like, man, you know, you wrong, bitch. Love it all though. But anyway, yeah, I'm turning 27 this week, child. Yeah, it's the 3rd of October. It is my birthday. Not sure what I'm going to be doing. I actually got something planned to do that day, something that I can't really talk about because I don't know who's listening. And we don't want that information to get out. But yeah, I'm doing something on my birthday. But then also, I don't know, I might want to go out maybe to a bar or something with some friends and stuff. I don't know. I never was the type. When I was a kid, I never really cared about going, oh, like having this big birthday party. Because I did have friends, but it wasn't like, I didn't have that many friends growing up. Like, I was a homebody. Most things that mattered to me at that, when I was growing up, is just, okay, I want toys. Like, I want stuff. Like, things that I saw on TV or on whatever sales circle or selling toys or whatever the case is, I wanted that. I didn't care about like parties and stuff and going. I did the little dinners, going to dinner or whatever, and then eating some good food or whatever, this, that, and the third. But I don't know. I'm just not like the type to just celebrate my birthday like that. Like, I don't know. It's just my birthday. I don't know. I did make a post like last week that kind of some people were like, I've seen that some people were like, oh my goodness, like concerned. Don't worry. I'm fine. I'm good. But I made a post on Facebook. I was like, 27 years of meh. Still just trying to work on my life and trying to get things moving and shaking and things, and me thinking that things are still like the same. But I do know that, and I saw this somewhere on a video, like you are living in some of the things that you pray for. I'm butchering the quote, but it's like some of the things that you asked for back in the day, you got it. You just don't notice it. Because it's just like you're so used to it. But, you know, having a platform like this, I can just imagine like years ago when I was in college and I was making like 5 views and not making 5 views. So I wasn't making no money, child. I was just getting 5 views and on my YouTube videos and even on TikTok, it didn't blow up. I only had a couple of people that would avidly like interact with my stuff. To now, it's at a point where I never thought it could be, or a point that I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like 800 people watched my show last episode. Like that's something that, you know, I hoped for when I first got started. So I should be more appreciative of what I have now and not dwell on what I don't have at the moment. And you're just on your divine time. I had to have that reality check with myself. Like, self, you good. Okay, we got this in the bag. We gonna do what needs to be done. And you're on your divine time and your time will be coming. Okay, and it's coming a lot sooner than you think. Okay, you just gotta lock in. Okay, and I mean, I say that to everybody that's going through stuff. I know there's a lot going on in this world, child, this crazy world. A lot of bull crap. We've been dealt a lot of bull crap cards, and I'm not saying that it's all us are doing. We living under a system that's failing us, if you ask me. But we gotta do what we gotta do. And we just got to move on and be hopeful and be positive and have that positive energy, okay? It's the third time I'm using this dang bomb today because I don't know. I just feel like this is like an affirmation type of like thing. But anyway, it's 7 minutes into this podcast, girl. We got to get it started, child. I know y'all came here for the mess, and that's what I'm going to give y'all, child. Anyway, we got to get into the topics, okay? So we got to talk about Cardi B and Offset, child. They were going at it all week, okay? We'll get into that. Then we'll also talk about Boosie, child. Yeah, we got to talk about Boosie, child. Look, he always manages to come for the community, child, the Rainbow Coalition. We'll also talk about Chapel Rome and how she's not endorsing either candidates in this presidential election. All that and more coming up on the Darren Green Show. Okay, we can get into our first topic because I am ready to talk about this. Okay, Cardi B v. Offset. Okay, so it says that the latest drama between the estranged hip-hop couple unfolded Wednesday as Cardi hopped on Instagram Live to give Offset a piece of her damn mind. Okay, but it was Offset who really turned up the heat. Okay, during the live session, Offset wrote in the comment section that Cardi cheated on him with another man while she was pregnant. He said in quotes, "You effed with a baby inside, tell the truth." Okay. Yeah, that happened. A short time later, Cardi responded on X saying, Andy. Okay. With six exclamation marks. Okay. Seemingly confirming that she had an affair. Interestingly, Offset recently denied rumors that he cheated on Cardi B with another woman. Bullcrap. At another point during the IG Live, Cardi blasted Offset for thinking that he could apparently buy her off, but said money and gifts were not enough. She also accused Offset of threatening to take her hard-earned property because she was moving from him. But Cardi warned Offset that he would be in for a fight over her assets. Okay, as Cardi filed for divorce in July, asking for primary custody of their kids. At the time, we were told that the couple's split was amicable, but they have always had ups and downs in their relationship. Cardi previously filing for divorce, she later called it off. I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. That was definitely like, girl, that should have been the time. That should have been the time to not renege, honey. You did it the first time. It should have been null and void, but he tried to come back in with the, oh my God, take me back, and it's that and the third. Okay. She needs to lawyer up, because if he coming for you with some assets, property, like her, like the property that she's owned, because let's be very clear, Cardi B is the breadwinner here. That's why, that's really why Offset is stuck around a little bit. Because let's timeline everything. By the time Offset and Cardi got together, I'm not saying the Migos was good and gone, but a lot of their stuff was not sticking. After Bad and Bougie, they came out with that album, which did pretty well at their time. I was in college. I think I was freshman. Everybody was listening to that. Migos was a big topic. And Cardi married Offset around that time. But see, when they started doing their own thing, they started doing their own like music and singles. And I think Quavo came out with his album. And Offset tried to go out with his little solo career. None of y'all was the Beyonce. None of y'all, because y'all, it did not work. So at that time, Cardi took off. Cardi, at that point, she was riding off. I think around that time, Invasion of Privacy came out. Sorry if my timeline is a little bit off, but that was like, that was a smash hit. That was dumb successful, right? At that point, Offset was on the background. We know that Cardi's the breadwinner here. Okay, so yeah. She divorcing your ass, and you gonna try to take her for everything she got. It's not gonna just be them property. It's gonna be other stuff. I'm pretty sure she ain't signed no prenup either, child. Dumbass. But you know, he was in love. Everything's fast and quick. But let me get to my notes, because I don't want to get too much off the rails, right? For me, it was like the moment this man, because he was going back and forth. Like, a lot of people are saying that Cardi was crashing out. I don't think Cardi was crashing out too much. I think that he was crashing out. We didn't see his crash out because we only seen it in tweets. Like, the fact that this man said, oh, I won and you just a baby mom, that told me everything I need to know. One. And then two, no, you're crashing the hell out. We know we got your tea. You've been cheating on this girl left and right from day freaking one. And she kept on taking you back. Which sometimes we got to look at her, a little funny girl. Why didn't you stand up? I'm glad she's up now. She's up. Up and moving. But girl, he's been doing this since the beginning. For him to sit there and say that, oh, I never cheated, girl. We got receipts. She got receipts. We got receipts. Everybody got receipts. Okay. It don't take a rocket sciences for us to understand that your ass has been cheating on her from the very beginning. But then you're doing all of this. You're doing all of this in marriage. Right? Because these aren't like boyfriend and girlfriend. Y'all are married. Y'all took vows. Wherever y'all went, if y'all went to the court or whatever the hell it, y'all did y'all vows, you made a commitment to this woman and you continuously cheated on her. It made her look dumb because she looked damn dumb throughout the entire time. And you realize or you found out that she was cheating on you. And worse, she was cheating on you while she was having your stankin' ass child. Yeah, that's gotta hurt. And you know what? Here's the thing, because a lot of people were talking about that too. Cardi, that's some whole shit. And that's really not good for a woman to be doing that. You had a whole child in you and you having sex with somebody else. Man, look, I think that it's weird either way, because I was having conversations with friends and talking about, I understand if you're with your person, if you're with the person that you're having a child with, then yeah, y'all do. But if you're doing it with another person, that's just nasty. I'm like, I think it's nasty either way. But girl, get your lick back. Ain't nobody, look, everybody want to sit there and judge Cardi, but nobody's judging the man for sleeping around when she was pregnant, cheating Offset, who is expecting a child. Okay, and is cheating on his wife, his pregnant wife. God knows what she was going through, because you know you go through a lot of stuff when you're pregnant and stuff like that, and you going out, you sleeping with every Susie Q and Molly you can find. So no, I think it's a double standard there. So she acted accordingly, and I think Cardi, I mean, she is at a point where it's, girl, I don't care. I'm gonna make you hurt, because you know what? You made me hurt for the longest, and we knew. I'm not really that much of a Cardi fan, but I'm on her 100% when it comes to this topic, because I'm like, girl, like, he really did play your ass, dude, like, real bad. And when I say real bad, and then the fact that he's even trying to get at your assets, like, that's very telling. And the fact that he just said that you just a baby mom, like, I got what I want, I won. He is trying to marry J Blige your ass. That is basically, and let me tell you something. These Negroes, these ninjas, okay, they want to act dumb, but no, I know exactly what that sound like. He knows very much that you make the money. You are the breadwinner here, okay? And he going to get you everything you got. He wasted your time. He wasted your money. He gave you out, like, what, I think either two or three kids, and you didn't even have a tour. You didn't even get the tour. I'm upset for you because of lost time. You came out with this banging album. We talking Invasion of Privacy. And after that, you had the first child. And I believe you had, my best friend was telling me that she got three kids. I don't remember the second child. But I do know she just had this child. She did. Oh, yeah, she did have a second child. That was the son. Right. Okay. Yeah. Girl, she done had so many. She had so many children. I'm like, I can't even keep up. But you weren't able to tour, and you never got that opportunity. And that's where a lot of these artists make a lot of the money. I mean, I'm pretty sure she's making her money other ways, you know, far as brand deals and all this other stuff that she gets to, you know, sit there and do. But like, he really wasted your time and your money. And now he after your money. Because I'm telling you right now, that's going to be the next thing. It's going to be spouse support. But I feel like she's going to have them kids. She's going to have the kids. It's going to be in her. It's going to be under her custody, because he can't probably prove that she's unfit. Unless he can. That'll be messed up, because then you'll be paying child support. I think that a lot of the conversations around this topic too pissed me off too. There was some people that was chiming in, some dudes chiming in, child. They always want to stick up for somebody that girl don't even need to sticking up. What's this boy? ATL Jacob? Oh yeah, ATL Jacob. Ain't he like a producer or some shit like that? But anyway, he gonna make a damn post talk about some these hoes always getting exposed. Ain't no home training. And I'm just like, you talk about home training, but bruh, he don't got home training, because clearly no one's taught. Like, when you are in a marriage, and I was saying this to my friend, when you are in a marriage with somebody, you really do make that commitment to stay and be with that person and be like the provider, not just to provide financially, because, yeah, that's all he used to do. He sit there, cheat on her, mess with some girl, mess with some floozy out somewhere, and then sit there and buy her back. And for the longest, it worked, because at one point, Cardi could be bought. But I feel like now Cardi is realizing that I'm more than this. I can get this shit that you're buying me. You get what I'm saying? I can get it. It ain't nothing. It ain't never was nothing. Okay. And I want somebody to be there and to be faithful. And that's just not you. So I got to let you go. And I feel like he got pissed. Because I think what he thought was that, okay, this is another situation where she's going to act like she's about to divorce me, but it's not really going to happen. Like, she's going to renege and we'll be back like it used to be, and I'll be able to swindle her again, because he really does think that this girl still can be bought. But when I think when it got to the point where it was like, okay, this is almost going on for 2 months almost, like, are we still going through with this? And Cardi like, hell yeah. And I think he probably got mad at that. But at the end of the day, Cardi, you better make sure you lawyer the hell up, because it sounds like you know how these lawyers, okay, they like to get around these celebrities. There's people trying to get him to try to get you for everything that you got. They getting in his head. He's thinking about it. He's definitely, because you know, and y'all already had a little argument, so he not caring with your money. He ain't caring what you got going on. I'm going to make sure when this marriage is over, I'm going to leave you desolate. Okay. So, yeah, no, it's crazy. It is so crazy. I do feel bad for her. Even though, I have my feelings and my gripes with Cardi in the past, is that and third, when it comes to the whole Nicki thing and how she been moving and stuff like that, you know how I feel. But I really do feel bad for this woman, because I feel like no one deserves this. And Cardi is, contrary to popular belief, I do think Cardi's a good wife. She really do be. She held that man down. She held that man down for a minute. Okay. Even when the people be talking about him and you know the shit that he be putting her through, child, and she still will sit there and defend him. Okay. That was a good wife. And I think that it's going to be a hard time to fill that void. It's going to be a hard time to fill that void. You can sleep whatever cute little hot tamale mama that you want to, but you're not going to have that again. Okay. So I don't know, child. Tell me what y'all think about it in the comments, girl. I know it got real messy this week, child. I don't know how it's going to progress in the next week, child. We'll keep you posted and all that. But anyway, I want to get a little bit more serious, because I did want to talk about, not that, not yet. I did want to talk about, girl, Boosie. Yeah, it's so unfortunate. And usually I'm like, when I get into a Boosie topic, I'm like guns blazing. I'm ready to come for him. I'm dragging. I'm still going to drag him. But now I feel bad. I feel, because now, let's just get into it. So basically, it looks like Boosie made headlines again, and he's coming for the Rainbow Coalition yet again. This time it's Child. I'll read this little article from the Ball Alert, and I'm going to give you guys my thoughts. I'm going to play some videos and all that stuff too. Now, they said that it looks like the family drama has gone public for Boosie and his daughter, Ivana. There we go. The rapper's comments about his daughter's sexuality during an interview with the Revolt TV conference has sparked a strong reaction from the daughter, who took to Instagram to share her side of the story. Now, during an interview with Young Miami, Boosie was asked about his daughter's sexuality and how he handled the situation when she came out as gay. Now, his response raised a lot of eyebrows and it stirred up a lot of controversy. Now, this is exactly what was said.
Came out and told you she was gay. It was nothing. She still can't bring her situation to our house. My daughter is grown.
Why? She's grown.
Because I don't want it to contaminate her other. It's a generation we raised. I don't want her to get too contaminated to her other 6, 7 sisters who look up to her. I want them to grant me grandchildren the right way.
Yeah, Boosie crazy.
If I want grandchildren the right way, that's what I'm going to stand on. If I don't want my other little girl to look at that and say, what's that, daddy?
Contaminated.
To somebody she looks up to, it's not going to come around. My grandfather didn't let it. My daddy didn't let it. And I didn't let it. I just hope the one under me, when they take this throne, they don't let it. Because that's not what our family believe in. Like you say, we Southern Baptists. You know, I love me and my daughter relationship.
Okay, we can stop here. So, however, Ivana wasn't having it, okay? Clearly upset by her father's remarks, she posted a lengthy video on Instagram to address the situation. I was going to actually play this video. It was hard to watch. I'll just talk about some quotes, some things that she said. Now she expressed the frustration that her father continues to speak about her sexuality despite her attempts to remain silent on the issue. She said in quotes, "The whole world knows that it's been about 2 years now that I've been quiet. I keep quiet. I don't say nothing. I wouldn't say nothing. I just go with the flow." Now, Ivana was particularly upset with Boosie's use of the word contaminated when referring to her as an influence to her siblings. She said that, "If you know me, this makes me upset. If you know me, I love and respect my siblings with everything in me, and they respect me and love me with everything in them." Now, Ivana went on to say, to recount one of her experiences and the hurtful things that her father has said to her in the past. You keep speaking on me. This is what she says in quotes. Being gay. You keep doing interviews. I don't say nothing. The first ever interview you did, you said you found out I was gay, that I like girls. And I had a girlfriend from a picture that went viral. That was a lie. I let it slide. I never addressed it. So she's really just like pulling out receipts of things that he said in the past and things that he did and to try to like, I'm giving you guys the tea of what's going on first before I give my thoughts. So I'm going to just continue. They said, despite the pain, Ivana said that she still loves her father and tries to see the good in him. But the ongoing public criticism has taken a toll. At the end of the day, I'm your blood. I'm your daughter. Every time I turn around, it's your bashing me. She's definitely hurt. I can see that. I can feel her pain. I don't know exactly what that feels like. I have an understanding of coming out and a parent not 100% embraces you, right? In her case, Boozy, I don't even think it's not even 50. It's not even 30. It's probably 10%. Of the embracing. Like I said, it hits completely different because he's a famous person. Boozy has a lot of fans. Boozy has a lot of, I wouldn't say like people that listen to his music, child, but it's definitely they people that respect Boozy's opinion and thoughts on things. Like, he has grown like a fan base of people that hard truths and the, oh, I'm saying facts over feelings, that type of, like, he's built an audience of that. And he does have a mass, like, anytime he says stuff, it's most likely going to go on all of the blogs because he has that much of a magnifying glass on him. So I have no idea what that feels like for a parent that's famous actually bashing their non-famous, right? Their non, like, this person is not, this daughter is not someone that's trying to get into the industry, right? She don't want the smoke. And she understands where he stands when it comes to the community. And she wants nothing to do with that. She wants to still be in close proximity to Boozy because that is her father. But she wants that part not to be talked about. Unfortunately, people found out that, yeah, one of his daughters, he got a lot of daughters. And he made that very clear in that video. Like, I got several others. She got several other sisters. Of course, one of them was going to probably be, that you run the risk when you have that many kids. And it's so unfortunate to see that. I'm not getting emotional for the audio listeners, child. Like, I'm trying to piece everything together without speaking too much on emotion and just saying what I have to say because I have notes. I understand her trying to keep it cool and cordial, even though, like, you have to grapple with the fact that this person does not accept you, that this person that you love, this person that puts you into this world, this was your first safe space. Your first safe space is your parents. And seeing them bash you, that's got to hurt. And on this public platform, it hurts. And I 1,000% agree with the daughter on wishing that he kept the family issues private, because why are we taking this to somebody else's situation? Because now everybody on Instagram and everybody on social media is going to put their two cents into it. Because I was looking at the comments, was like, you know, he ain't say nothing wrong, or, oh, that's just how he is. That's his house. You got to respect it. And this, that, and the third. Like, this woman has to literally, and I'm pretty sure she's probably getting heat. I'm pretty sure there's people in her DMs, there's people, like, it is causing, what should I say, cyberbullying, or people just getting on the internet, just, you know, jumping on the bandwagon and thinking that they're on Boozy's side, probably saying stuff to her. I think that's the reason why she didn't want this to be like a big thing. I also feel like she didn't want him to talk about this publicly because she understands how, like, she understands his stance on the community, and she doesn't want to be a burden, or she doesn't want to hear what he has to say about it, because it is hurtful. It's not facts or not. If y'all want to sit there and say, oh, that's just how he feel, that's how he feel, this and the third. But like, coming, like, his daughter is hurt by this. I'm pretty sure she's not wanting to be accepted, or because some of us, I know when I was coming out, it's not that I wanted the acceptance. acceptance from everybody, and I wanted to be embraced by everybody, but I wanted the respect. Like, you would give somebody, like someone that you don't know off the street, like, you give them that common respect. Like, you're not going to sit there and come for them. I might be dressing however I'm dressing or however I'm carrying myself. You just keep it pushing and moving on. You ain't got to make it a big thing. You ain't got to come for me. I ain't got to come for you. Like, that respect. And yes, Young Miami asked the question, like, how do you feel about it? Because everybody knows now, because she got a lesbian daughter. So, of course, that was going to be a question. That could have been a moment for you to be like, you know what? I don't want to talk about this. I don't want you know what? This is family stuff. I don't want, that's my kid. At the end of the day, we may have you could have even said we can have opposing viewpoints, but at the end of the day, that's my kid. Or something to that effect. Like, the fact that you use contaminated, like, just from a child's perspective, because I always advocate for the child, it's like, how can you, because he tried to apologize. He was like, oh my God, or something like, I didn't, what did he say, child? Never meant to hurt you, this, that, and the third. And people say, oh yeah, he apologized. And everybody comments with these damn hearts. That was not an apology. He gave very much, sorry that I hurt you. That's just how I feel. That's just what it is. That's the rules. I think that he could have worded it differently, which is what a lot of people were saying. We know his stance, and we know that the things is not going to change. And I think she knows that as well. I think she just wants to, like, still be in close proximity. She's probably family oriented, and that's good to have. That's good to be. Some of us are not. I'm definitely a person that I feel like if you're disrupting my peace, I can cut you off. I don't care what type of person you are to me. I don't care if you are a parent, a cousin, a best friend, an associate, or anybody in that matter. If you are not giving me peace, then I'm going to cut you loose. We're going to go no contact, right? She seems to be very family oriented. Looking at the videos, because I was looking at her response, looking at the interior of that car, she does look like she's well off on her own, just for optics. So I feel, girl, I would go no contact, honey. Protect your peace. He's saying that, and then he also tried to renege a little bit and apologize. Like, that's not, I don't think that certain people are going to change. I know Marlon Wayne said something about the situation. He put, let me see what he said, child. He said, you can't paint Boosie out to be this monster. That man is a father that provides. I believe him, his daughter, and God will figure it out. It took me a second. Give their family grace and time. This is a growing pain. She know her daddy loves her. That's all that matters. And he'll come around, or he may not, but that's on him and her. Okay, at the end of the year, it is on him and her, but he brought this to the forefront. He brought this to social media. He brought this to people to have an opinion on. And people did not like what they saw. They saw a person that, from just looking at optics, this sounded like a person that do not love that child, their child. Now, you can spin it however you want to spin it. He's been making posts and Insta stories and talking about how you're a good father. Who are you trying to convince? Who are you trying to convince? Because what you just said there, it didn't seem very much good father. It didn't seem that. It's about your actions. Yes, Marlon. You said that he provides. You can provide and still be not a good parent. It's more, being a good parent is more than just providing. Is it not? I don't know. Maybe I'm a little biased towards this topic, but I just feel that it was unnecessary. It didn't have to be. Some people saying that he could have not used that word contaminated. He could have just not talked about this whole thing entirely. Bash the community. Do whatever you do you. But when you come for your own child, that just says a lot. It says a lot about your character. And we already knew he wasn't a good parent anyway, child. Because, I mean, look, you saying all this, you had your sons be essentially assaulted by older stripper hoes. You get what I'm saying? Like, you offered strippers to your sons. What type of example? You want to talk about contamination? That sounds like contamination. You are contaminating them boys. Okay. I don't know. I think that hopefully she will come to her senses, and I'm talking about the daughter here, and just move on and realize that you don't really need him, and you can fill that void in other people, friends. I believe in chosen family. I'm a firm believer of having a chosen family. They want to sit there and say, oh, blood is thicker than water. No, it ain't. Blood is 50% water. Ain't that damn thick. Okay. You can find them same connections somewhere else. They ain't got to be blood related. You ain't got to be biological, whatever you want to call it, child. If they're not giving you peace, you need to move on. And I saw that girl's video and she sounds really hurt. And it sounds like she really tried to make it work. I know exactly what that feels like. Now, you want to minimize yourself so that you can be tolerated. And then when you realize that it doesn't matter what you do, what you say, what you don't say, you being tolerated only goes so far. Like at the end of the day, but you're still who you are. And I still have a problem with that. Like it does not matter. That's why I look at, and I'm not saying this about her, but I look at people that like try to look for straight people validation. Like a lot of the people in the community, the gay people, a lot of gay men, particularly black gay men, will try to seek validation. They're like a pick me tour. They want to be picked by these straight people that want to put them in their spaces and in proximities and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, they still look at you like an abomination. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how much you minimize yourself or how much you try to make things work. You try to fit that square peg in that circle hole. They will always view you how they are going to view you. So find some people, okay, that love you for who you are. It will not say things like you're contaminating people. Okay. We can move on off of that, child. I don't like to talk about Boosie too much when I don't have to, child. Okay. One other topic I want to get into, child. Chaperone. I love her. Clap if you love her. Clap in the comments. Okay. I love her. I love her music. There's only like one song that I really listen to. But she's very promising. She reminds me of Lorde. Y'all remember Lorde, but not too much of Lorde. Because I feel like Lorde, she used to be very opinionated and very just without, like, girl, you used to come for everybody for no reason. Like, girl. But Chaperone almost reminds me of Lorde because she's the type that will say something and stand on business. Okay. And I love a pop girly that stand on business. Okay. Let's be very clear on that. So the people were upset at Chapel for publicly saying in an interview that she is not endorsing either candidates this year for the presidential election. Of course, you know, between Trump or Kamala Harris. Chapel told The Guardian last week that she did not feel the need to endorse anyone, saying that she, in quotes, so many issues with our government in every way. Now, y'all see how this The Guardian be having a lot of y'all messed up. Okay, last week we was talking about Janet and how she had that interview with The Guardian and then it was coming for us what she said. Now, she has since made a response clarifying that she is not a Trump supporter and that, you know, she stood on business and I'm here for it. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to preface this before I get into my thoughts, right? This opinion of mine may come as a surprise. Okay. Because of my commentary on Janet Jackson last week. And let me be clear. I never wanted Janet to be canceled. I seen a lot of y'all comments too. Okay, on YouTube chat. Y'all was coming for me. Okay, and I'm not talking about my supporters. I'm talking about the ops. Okay, keep doing y'all though. Keep it up. I want y'all to keep on coming for me. Yeah, I saw y'all comments. I'm like, okay, girl. All right, it's all love though. I'm going to tell you right now, Chaperone gave valid critiques on both parties. Janet did not. Okay, Chapel did say that she will be voting for Kamala despite her differences with her party and how that administration has been moving. And to really advocate for people to have an open mind and really peep game and lock in to the BS that both parties be giving us. Janet did not say that. Okay. And that's the difference. That's the difference before y'all want to sit there and call me a hypocrite. Okay. All she said was she believes in leveraging her vote and not endorsing either candidates because she feels that both parties do not represent the best interests for all Americans. So my thing is, my question to y'all is like, when y'all heard that, why did y'all go to Trump supporter? Why did y'all say, oh my gosh, she's a Trump supporter? Like, where did y'all get that from? Did y'all really just pull that out your asses? Or something like, I really want to know, where did y'all get that from? And here's the thing. People are so far in the sunken place that they forget that this country and its government does not have our best interests. I think Chaperone is that celebrity that we all said we wanted but can't really handle. And don't act like y'all wasn't coming for this administration a couple months ago, okay, for their handling of this conflict over there with Israel and Palestine and what they're doing to them and in this literal genocide. We were coming for this administration because, hey, what are y'all doing? Why are y'all giving them so much of our money for them to do what they are doing over there? So, yeah, no, I think people are concerned. I think that when I say, you know, get involved or whatever the case is, look, at the end of the day, I'm still like, I want Kamala to win. I personally have like I respect her. I think that she is a smart person. I do side eye her. And I've said this before, so this is not something that's all of a sudden because I'm trying to defend Chapel. But I've side-eyed her. I side-eyed her entire freaking party. A lot of y'all did nothing. Y'all do nothing. Y'all not strong enough. Y'all not, or I wouldn't say radical because I don't want to use that word, but y'all are not, like, the way that these conservatives be coming after y'all or in the way they be coming, like, I need y'all to have that same energy and y'all don't have that same energy. And it seems like it's always on purpose. Like, y'all working together. Let's be very clear. I don't subscribe to either parties. I'm an independent. I would typically vote Democrat because especially now, because I don't want that orange man in. Let's be very clear. I hate Trump as much as the next person. Let's be very clear. I don't want him in, and I will be voting for Kamala. But that does not mean that I'm not side-eyeing her ass and her entire party for how they move and how they don't move. No, I think that Chapel Rhone, what she said, she stood on big business. She stood on big business, and I'm here for her. And she's not the only one. I feel like she is the one. Like, she said what a lot of people are thinking, honestly. A lot of y'all think, and even the ones that are far right or far left into your whatever it is that you subscribe to, y'all know deep down inside that these people don't have y'all best interests. Y'all know it. But back to what I said about that Chapel being the celebrity that we all said that we wanted but can't really handle or not ready for, because I feel like people think that they want a free thinker. They think that they want that, but you don't want that. You want someone to dog whistle whatever political view you subscribe to. We've seen the conservatives do that with Taylor Swift. She told it the line. Like, we never really knew where she stood politically until recent years. And then also with this endorsement that she did for Kamala, which is her choice. I think that it's her choice. If you want to endorse these people, that's fine. If you don't want to endorse them, that's fine too. Hell, if you don't even want to get involved, I think that you should. You don't have to. I'm not putting the gun to your head. Look, I'm just saying, we got to get that orange man out of here. But I think it's the freedom of choice. And I think that being an advocate for people to try to really look in and see what these people are doing and see what these people are like, to have that open mind. I felt bad for Chapel for that. She got like the heat that she got. And it was for really no reason. Y'all really thought she was a Trump supporter after she's saying she's not endorsing either part. Like, if I'm saying I'm not endorsing either party, that means I'm also not endorsing Trump. Like, the critical thinking skills of the general public, sometimes it really does baffle me. It really does. Because, girl, what are y'all talking about? What are y'all doing? What y'all got going on, child? Now, she did cancel two shows. That's what the blogs wanted to say. They said she canceled two shows. She was set to perform at two festival shows, but she ended up canceling them. And they're saying, oh, it's because of the backlash. I think she wants to protect her peace. I think that's very much okay. I think that she didn't cancel it. Because you know how people get with festival shows. Like, they're seeing multiple different artists. And sometimes when a certain artist is on the chopping block or getting dragged or getting canceled and they do a festival show, like, people get real mean. Like, they throw stuff on stage and stuff. So I understand why she wanted to protect her peace in that way. And I feel like I've been on that end of the stick where I'm like neutral with a topic, and like, people on both sides, like, people hate people that don't subscribe to here nor there. Like, you have to pick a side. You have to either be on this side or you have to be on that side. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to be on either of your sides. I think both of your sides are trash. I want to be on my side. I want to be in the middle. And people really hate that. I don't know. It's the Libra in me because we're very balanced. Okay, we see both sides, and sometimes people get confused by us and get confused by our intentions when we say the things that we say, but don't ever get it mixed up. That's not what it is. I don't know what sign Chapel is, but she does give Libra. Maybe her moon is Libra or something like that. But shout out to her. And y'all, not too much on my girl. Okay, not too much on Chapel. All right, listeners, that's it for this episode. Child, I hope you enjoyed the show. And we will be back with the next episode, okay? You ain't gotta look too far. Okay. See you guys later.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.